Welcome to another episode of the LDM Show. Today we have an interesting show. We're going to be speaking about the argument from reality, right? And it's quite interesting because I think this is the first time it's been put into a video form. I mean, similar ideas to this have been discussed previously, but, you know,
it pretty much originated this morning anyway.
Well, in the form that, you know,
we put it in. The argument basically is this. What we're trying to show is more than an argument. What we're trying to show is that when you take certain realities that exist and you put them one on top of the other and you look at each one from an atheistic perspective and a theistic perspective, what you would see is that theism explains these realities much more adequately than atheism does or probably can ever do, right? And what I'm trying to say is this, that, for example, let's take a few realities that exist. We're calling them realities, but what we're talking about is, for example, consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Take morality, yeah, another one. Take the origins
objective
of the universe.
Morality.
Objective morality. Take the origins of the universe. Take the design that's present in the universe, which Dawkins called is the appearance of design.
Illusion.
But either way, there's the appearance of design or design present. I would like to go with the latter, that there is design present, and that's what empirical evidence is suggesting.
If it looks like a horse, it is a horse.
Exactly. Now, you can say, well, it's a donkey in disguise. but that's an irrational claim in itself, the point?
Sure.
I mean,
so you covered the four.
That's non-empirical. That's almost like a hypothetical scenario. You know, I had a dream last night. This horse is not a horse; it's a donkey. But anyway,
okay.
without going off topic,
the
point is you have these realities, right? You have consciousness, origins of the universe, because the universe came into existence. You have the design that's apparent in the universe that we live in. We have the objective morality, which we hopefully most people agree exists.
And we also have the innate belief in a creator.
The innate belief, which again, research is suggesting that there is this innate disposition to believe in a creator. Okay. Now, obviously, people are trying explaining away through evolution, but the point is that it's there. That's what the main point is. It's not that how we explain it. That's what we're going to try doing now. So when you look at these things and you put them one on top of the other. Now, let's observe these realities from a theistic perspective. What is the answer to these things?
Okay. Take something like consciousness.
Take consciousness. What is the best explanation for consciousness?
The best explanation for human consciousness is a conscious being which created us with consciousness.
Yes. Because consciousness is an immaterial entity.
Yeah, sure.
And it cannot be explained through the material world.
Yeah, the hard problem of consciousness.
Exactly.
They call it,
right? So the best inference, explanation is?
A conscious being.
A conscious being, who we call Allah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take objective morality.
Yeah.
We've grilled this argument several times.
But just to recap.
Just to recap, you cannot claim objective moral values and duties exist in the absence of God.
Yeah.
In a nutshell. So
God is the best explanation of objective morality.
So again, what is the best inference, the best explanation for morality? Objective morality?
A creator.
Allah.
Yeah.
Right? Let's take the origins of the universe. What is the best explanation?
Something come from nothing.
Doesn't work. And there's videos that the viewers can go and watch that we've covered these arguments in depth.
Sure.
Where we show it's not God of the gaps. We're not squeezing God into a gap that's just there or it's apparent. We're using our intellects, our reason and ability to reason to come to the conclusion that God is the best inference. An uncreated cause is the best inference for the beginning origins of the universe.
Sure, that's
basically.
The third.
So let's look at the design that's there in the universe.
Design means
constants
designer.
And quantities that are present in the universe, which are very, very precisely fine-tuned. What's the best inference for that?
Oh, you see a horse,
yes.
Right? It is a horse,
yes.
Right? You see a table, you know that it must have come from a carpenter.
Yes.
It's just a simple inference.
Yes.
So rather than saying the illusion of design or there is no designer, the designed universe gives you the best explanation as a designer.
Allah. Again, so what we can see is when we look at just these few realities, and there's many.
What is the innate belief in it?
Innate belief, again, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that every child is born on the fitrah. It's his parents that take him away off that pure track. Fitrah meaning an innate disposition, this innate belief we have to recognize Allah and to follow
as our Lord and our Master.
As our Lord and Master and his oneness. It's very innate, it's natural within us. The people whose hearts are somewhat sound and awake to this reality, who think and ponder.
Sure, so the best explanation of these five things.
Yes. These five. We're not going into. There's many.
And this is reality.
Yes,
these
are realities. You can't deny these realities, right? These things are there. They're actual. So the best explanation or best inference is Allah from a theistic perspective, and it's not God of the gaps as we've shown. There's good reasons, right? And we again go to the other LDM shows. The people can go and they can check out where we break down these arguments and show why it's not God of the gaps, but the best inference.
Well, what does atheism explain then?
Now this is where it gets interesting. Let's observe these realities from the skeptic spectacles of atheism, if you like. Yeah, so let's take the origins of the universe from atheism. What does atheism tell us? Where did the universe, what was the origins of the universe, where did they come from?
Well, they'll say it came by nothing, or, you know, it was always there, something like this.
We're not sure, but maybe, dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on. Morality, objective moral values and duties.
They would say they either don't exist,
yes,
which would make them sound ridiculous.
Yes.
Or if they do try and say they exist, they'll say moral relativism, something like, not moral realism, sorry, it's just there and that's it.
Yes.
But so, again.
Again, we don't know.
Yeah.
If you're claiming, if you're saying objective morality exists, there's no explanation.
Yep.
Let's look at the design, apparent design in the universe, as Dawkins says.
Okay, they'll try and say this is actually not a horse. It's actually a donkey that looks like a horse. They'll try and say it's an illusion of design.
To deny that there is the design there. Because, again, the best explanation would be a designer.
Yeah, and for anyone watching out there, the reference for that is the Richard Dawkins book about the illusion of design. Yep.
So, we've covered pretty much all of them, I think, haven't we? Consciousness.
Okay, you'd either have people denying consciousness,
yes,
that we have this third person experience.
It's an illusion, basically.
Yeah. Or they'll basically say, you know, science will one day find out, but this is an immaterial reality.
We don't know, but maybe, dot, 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 again,
sure,
right? Now, innate disposition, this innate belief that children naturally and rapidly develop as children, that belief in a supreme being, a supernatural power, a creator.
I've seen atheists normally just try and deny that.
Yes.
They'll say, no, this thing doesn't actually exist. And when they do actually see reasons for it, then they'll say, well, you know, human beings believe all kind of things and blah, blah, blah. So that's probably the best sort of counter argument they'll have to that.
So what we've basically seen is that when we observe these realities from atheism, the answer is pretty much, we don't know, or maybe it's this, maybe it's that, dot, 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 right? There's no real explanation when it comes
to there's no explanation for immaterial things.
Exactly. And
but wait, just to cut you off, there is something that they generally say when it comes to all five. When it comes to the origin of the universe, when it comes to consciousness, the hard problem of consciousness, when it comes to innate belief in a creator, when it comes to the illusion of design or the designed universe, or when it comes to, what was the fifth one? I completely forgot. Objective morality.
Yes.
They'll say, science will one day explain it.
Explain why science won't explain it.
Okay. Science... And, you know, I really don't want to break people's hearts here, especially the people who seem to have hijacked science, right? These atheists who seem to think they own science. Science is a method based on induction.
Yes.
And it deals with observable realities, right? And it is something which is limited. So anyone who studies the philosophy of science understands that there's many, many things the scientific method cannot prove, such as mathematical and logical truths, but we still hold them to be true.
Mm.
So science, when it comes to immaterial realities, such as the ones that we're speaking of, concepts, it has no say. It's like using binoculars to try and find out what's inside a cell. The binoculars itself are limited. So just like in the same way, science is a limited method to try and apply it to things like morality, objective morality.
Consciousness. Origins of the universe, exactly. Metaphysical claims. It's not going
to
work.
It's not going to work. Even though, you know, they try to.
And we're not having a dig at science. Science is a good method, but it has its limitations.
Yeah, right? And it's not owned by the atheists because they, you know, the founders of science were theists.
Yes.
They were Christians in medieval Europe. They were Muslims in the Islamic world.
Mm.
I mean, atheists just have come along after hundreds of years and now said, oh, this science, this belongs to us. So you have, you know, fools like Richard Dawkins who will have websites like, you know, the Science and Reason Foundation or whatever, like science has anything to do with atheism. Anyway, that's another tangent.
Back
to what we were talking about.
Yeah, what were we talking about? Okay, yes, we were talking about the argument from reality, as we've called
it,
right?
Sure.
So we've observed these realities, consciousness, morality, origins of the universe, design of the universe, from a theistic perspective and an atheistic perspective, briefly, but I think it's sufficient for people to get the point. Now, from the theistic perspective, very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the God is the best explanation for all of these things.
And it's not God of the gaps.
No, it's not God of the gaps because it's the best logical, rational inference we can make when we observe and think about it and break these things down. Now, on the atheistic, from the atheistic perspective, there is no explanation. It's a maybe, I don't know, and so on and so forth. So when we look at this, right, and as we've shown, science, it's not that science will one day tell us because science is limited and it can only tell us about certain things, observable things. So when we look at this, what we see is that Allah, the explanation that is God, has the highest explanatory scope, if you like. and it explains everything.
What does atheism explain then?
Pretty much nothing, right?
Okay.
And this, again, with the previous episode you did about the miracle of atheism, this is why I was quite shocked, because it's a miracle that this worldview is still around, right? And because it doesn't explain anything adequately, right?
What's the purpose of life? Nothing.
Let's not even go into the absurdity of life with in the absence of God, bro, because we'll be here, and that in itself is such a sad reality.
Yeah.
It's so morbid, you probably want to go and commit suicide, and this is not what we want. Yeah. So the thing is, we don't want to go there, right?
Yeah.
We're just talking simply from these perspective of these realities.
Yeah.
Islam or religion and God gives you the best explanation, and it has the highest explanatory scope, explains everything.
Yeah.
And based on that alone, I mean, it's not saying 100% proof God exists, but we're saying if you think about it and you're a reasonable and rational person, that must mean something, right? It surely holds weight when you think about it from that perspective. It's almost like a light bulb moment. You say, oh, look, makes sense. Do you see? So I guess we can sum that up there. I don't know if you want to add anything.
Yeah, I mean, the thing which I'd like to add as a summary is just when you mentioned about 100% proof. Now, when it comes to belief in Allah, we believe 100% proof of Allah's existence is the world itself.
Yes.
Now, someone can come along and say, well, that's not proof and this and that. Proof has to be this, proof has to be that. The reality is this. When it comes down to atheism, prove to me, I mean, atheists out there, I mean, just a way to conclude the show. And, you know, we'd love to hear your feedback. You've got the dislike button that you guys always like pressing too. Please explain to us and give me proof that atheism can explain a designed universe without a creator. It can explain innate belief in God, like many studies show. It can explain objective morality without belief in a creator. It can explain consciousness, the hard problem of consciousness, without referring to a creator. And it can also explain how a universe came into being without a being that was eternal.
Without saying that, well, science will tell us one day, because we have broken that down.
Yeah, please, just guys, as a plea, right? Please go and learn a little bit about the philosophy of science, rather than just going. And I find it so funny on some of our shows. These guys, they just go and you find people like Stop Spamming and The Rationalizer and whatever, right? It's like, you know, you make a show and they just get like ants in their pants. You know, they just want to, let me just type something. Look, if you're going to type something, it has to be of substance. If it's just going to be what you guys have been usually doing, then we'll be forced to, and it's just a, you know, implied thing, we'll be forced to make a little video in which we're going to be taking your comments and just putting them and doing a show on them and just actually talking about how absurd some of the comments
are. But do we want to waste time? You know, there's much more important things to address.
I don't know. I'm free. I'm not wearing a watch.
Okay. Well, you can do that. You could be in charge of that particular endeavor then. Yeah.
Cool.
I guess. Okay. Jazakallah khair, I guess. I think that covers everything.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the LDM show. Okay. Let me start again.
Let me see if everything's in.